USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration late on Friday approved the COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech. The largest vaccination campaign in U.S. history is expected to begin early next week, with the first doses going to healthcare workers and nursing home residents. Nearly 300,000 Americans have died from the virus. The United States Supreme Court has rejected Texas's lawsuit challenging results of the presidential election in four swing states. President Trump said on Twitter late Friday, "The Supreme Court really let us down. No wisdom, no courage." Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley on Fox News.
Many of these cases are being thrown out on standing or procedural grounds. And there are a lot of voters out there who believe that this election was not fairly done. And they don't feel like the evidence has been scrutinized.
The Electoral College meets to formally elect Biden as president on Monday. USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says congressional Democrats need to drop their controversial outstanding demands for the next coronavirus relief package. Speaking on the Senate floor,
in what universe should emergency aid for small businesses be contingent on massive bailouts for state governments with no linkage to actual needs?
McConnell called on Democrats to pass a significant targeted COVID relief bill, including more funding for the Paycheck Protection Program, coronavirus vaccine distribution, and expiring unemployment benefits. CO2 levels have dropped worldwide.
According to a study released Thursday by the Global Carbon Project, global carbon dioxide emissions fell by an estimated 7% in 2020. It's the largest fall in carbon emissions ever recorded and is largely a result of the coronavirus pandemic keeping people at home. Emissions dropped 12% in the United States, 11% in Europe, 9% in India, and only 1.7% in China. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Skywatchers, this weekend is for you. The Geminids meteor shower peaks on Sunday night. The spectacle could bring more than 100 shooting stars per hour. Your best bet is after nightfall into the early morning hours, away from city lights. And then there's the Christmas star later this month that will be something humanity hasn't seen since the 1600s. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, here's Lance Pry.
You'll be able to catch a celestial show that humanity hasn't seen for nearly 800 years. On December 21st, Jupiter and Saturn will align in a position known as the Great Conjunction, which is the point at which they are the closest to each other in the night sky as seen from Earth. The phenomenon is also referred to as the Christmas star. While this meeting happens every 20 years or so, in 2020, the planets will be closer than they have been since 1623.
For the first time in 9 months, NBA teams return to their home arenas without fans to begin the NBA preseason. It featured the return of John Wall for the first time in nearly 2 years, and DeMarcus Cousins playing for the first time since the 2019 NBA Finals. The defending champion Lakers beat the Clippers in the Battle of L.A. 87-81. The Trailblazers beat the Kings 127-102. The Rockets over the Bulls 125-104. The Knicks beat the Pistons 90-84, and the Magic 116, Hawks 112. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.